Also, I want to thank the management team of Ed Bicknell and Paul Cummins, who helped to guide us through this crazy world of being in a successful rock and roll band. Ed, a great fan and friend of the late Peter Grant, was one of the best deal makers in the music business, as some of you probably remember. Paul Cummins, one of the best people to have on your side when recording and touring. It was a great team, and we're still talking to each other, would you believe? Not bad for management. Absolutely none of this would have happened, though, without one man who sadly is not here tonight, Mark Ruffler. Not only a very generous man in himself, but a wonderfully unique guitar player, gifted songwriter, who has written an abundance of classic songs that have a universal appeal, and I believe will stand the test of time. Romeo and Juliet, Songs of Swing, Bows in Arms, Telegraph Road, Private Investigations, Local Hero, Thunder of Love, So Far Away, the list goes on. Mark gave this band its unique style and made it stand out from the crowd. It was a pleasure to have gone the DS journey with him from those inauspicious beginnings. We are still close friends today, I'm pleased to say. So on both of our behalves, a big thank you to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for putting Dire Straits forward to be inducted. It is truly a great honour. And finally, and importantly, a huge thank you to the many fans who followed us over the years, who came in very large numbers to see us play all over the world, and have now inducted us into this unique and prestigious Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We couldn't have done it without them, or without you. Thank you.